Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Kristen Hislop, and with the Fry Hoppers Run for Women, and I'm going to call her right now. So bear with me for just a second.
Hello?
Kristen? Hi, this is Cynthia Pooler from Focus
yes.
on Albany. How are you? How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you? Great.
Terrific. So, my guest today is Kristen Hislop. Am I pronouncing your name right?
You are, yes.
And she is the co-director for the Fry Hoppers Run for Women, which will be held this Saturday in Albany. So, Kristen, tell us a little bit about your post as co-director.
Well, you know, this event in its 40th year is actually truly an event. It's not just a road race. So there's so many different moving parts to it and pieces. And so we kind of task it out. And I've worked on the expo, which is a two-day event that goes into the race where the women can pick up their bibs and visit with a lot of awesome local and regional vendors. And and then we have the kids races, and we had the training challenge, which is a Couch to 5K program that got ready for the event. So just working out a lot of different moving pieces.
You know, it's so exciting to have the Fry Hoppers Run in Albany. So was the Fry Hoppers Run the first event that was exclusively for women?
There actually was a road race, and it still is in existence down in New York City. And it was, for a while, it was called the Legs Mini Marathon, and it was a 10K that was all women that actually preceded the Fryhoffer's Run for Women. But really, those were really among the first two that came about. And what's really unique about the Fryhoffers is that the Fryhoffer Baking Company has been the sponsor for all 40 years. So that's truly unique in the run, or even really any industry, to have a sponsor that's, you know, willing to stick with an event for so long. But because it is so unique and it's such a cornerstone in the community, you know, it's had great longevity.
So it's really exciting to live right in Albany and see all the women getting ready to run, and then the runners, and, you know, the elite runners come in like 15 or 16 or 17 minutes, and it's like, oh, my God, I could never do that. So tell us a little bit about tell us a little bit about the women who will be running this year.
Well, so, yeah, we always do. We have a great elite field that comes in. And while they do run really fast, when you talk to them, they have the same issues that all women have. You know, they feel the same pain in going through the race that pretty much every woman out there does. You know, and they get nervous before, and they're trying to balance their lives and balance everything that they have going on. Because truly running is not like, you know, a lot of professional sports where they have other jobs. You know, many of them do. So they've got to balance all of that. But we have a really exciting field this year, I think, from the standpoint of there are a lot of women whose best 5K times are very close. And a few of them have been running 5Ks recently, but a lot of them have been running longer distances. And a lot of them have been, you know, done a marathon already this year. And so it'll be super interesting to see. I think it's going to be a somewhat strategic race for them. You know, a few of them are already run the course, so they know it. Others don't. So, you know, they'll come in and have to do a little research on the course because of the going through the park and having some turns and I mean, a couple little hills in there and a good downhill. We know it does become a strategic course, so it's going to be really exciting. My money is not on any one person per se, but I think we've got a very, very strong field that's going to give the spectators, you know, an awesome opportunity to see a fun race. And the women always say when they come that it's just so awesome to be able to come and be in an all-women's event where the streets are closed down and everybody's out cheering and there's such great support. So, you know, Albany really does a great job of supporting this event from, you know, the mayor's office to the state to, you know, we've got state troopers and Albany police, and it's just such a team effort. And the women, you know, the elites down to everybody else really appreciate that.
Now, how long have you been involved with Trihalfa's Run for Women?
I started actually with the Training Challenge, which is the Couch to 5K program, when that started 8 years ago. And so it literally started as a Couch to 5K, which was a run-walk program that got everybody to the point of, if they wanted to, running the race. And some people did, and some people did a run-walk program for the race. And then we kept going with it, and it got more popular, and people kept coming back. So we added an intermediate, and then we added an advanced. And so that program has really been a great one for keeping women going with running. And then last year I came on as one of the co-directors.
That's pretty cool. So I'm sure you've talked to a lot of participants, you know, over the past years. What have they explained to you? What have they told you about how the Freihoppers Run has either changed their life or changed their perspective? And how do you feel? Has it changed your life? And has it changed your perspective?
Well, it's so interesting, and it's such an awesome question, because I started doing road races. I grew up swimming competitively. So, and you know, when this race first came off, I was not too old. But, you know, I actually had that opportunity to compete as a young woman that in my age now, I'm 53, there were a lot of women who really didn't. And I swam Division III through college, which, again, was kind of unique at the time. And I just thought that was the norm, but realized when I got out that, you know, I needed something else to continue with. And that's when I got into running and road racing. And I lived in Colorado, and I would just do races on a regular basis and just enjoyed it. When I moved here about 11 years ago, I right away knew of the Freihoppers Run for Women and started running it. And I just loved it because it was all women. And, you know, there weren't as many all-women races around anymore. Kind of a lot of races had said, forget it. We'll go back and, you know, we'll just have a 5K, or we'll, you know, do something else and change their focus a little bit. So I just thought it was so unique. And I think how the race really changed me and my perspective was because it was kind of one of those a lifelong thing for me to be active. When I got involved with the Training Challenge, the first year my boys were down with me, and they were young at the time. They're 15 and 16, about to be 17 now. And they just said to me, "Mom, why is everyone coming and hugging you and crying?" And I said to them, because this is a big accomplishment. This is something that a lot of them never thought they could do. And they were able to do it. And to be part of that, you know, is truly, it's just so rewarding. And Ben, both Patrick and I work on the Training Challenge, and Patrick's one of the other co-directors. And we both say it's always one of our favorite events because you do watch that transformation. And being able to see that year over year, it transforms you and your perspective. And I appreciate my own ability to be able to go out and run a race. And, you know, you don't take it for granted, because when you meet these women who have, you know, battled cancer once or twice, or, you know, lost a child and then came back to this, or went through a horrific divorce and finally found themselves through running, it's just incredible. And that's one thing that I love to try to get across when we ask women to share their stories, because I think women don't always really realize how empowering it can be. And when you feel like you can take control of your body and your health, there's pretty much nothing that can stop you.
There's women from all over the country that will be, you got me so emotional, from all over the country. How far and wide will the participants be?
Well, and the elite field definitely does come in from all over. We have some from New York State, but then we've got, you know, Diane McCurry lives out in Arizona, and Lindsay Flanagan is out in Colorado, and Emma Bates is in Boise, Idaho. So they come in from those areas. One of we have four women this year that will be participating who have done every single Fryhofer's Run for Women. And, you know, one of them lives in Florida, so she flies up now every year for the race. And then we have a lot that will come in and visit family and friends to do it. So, you know, they may come in from Ohio or Boston. And then we do have the, you know, the Carlos that will come from Utica or Boston or Burlington, Vermont. And then we have a lot from just our local area as well.
So how many people do you anticipate running this year?
Well, we've got over 3,000 registered now, and we've got online registration closes today, and then people can register at the expo on Thursday and Friday. So, you know, we'll likely get up in 3,500 runners.
So tell us a little bit about the expo.
Well, the expo is an opportunity, and it's kind of a unique opportunity, too, because most 5K races don't have an expo associated. But it's a nice opportunity for us to bring a number of different vendors in, either to educate or support the women. And that's where they pick up their race bib, which is their race number. And they get, everybody gets cookies and bread, Fryhofer's chocolate chip cookies, which is always a favorite part of it, and their bread. And then they can visit the different vendors. And we've got such a unique, I love the mix of vendors we have this year. So we have some that are, you know, food companies that are sampling food, and we have, you know, Adirondack Orthodontics, and we've got Mana Threads, which is a Burlington women-owned business, and one of the sisters lives in Burlington, and the other sister lives in Brazil, and they make workout gear, and so they're coming. We have, you know, Mental Health of New York. We've got some nutritionists coming. We have massage therapist coming. We've got Albany All-Stars, the roller derby gals. They're coming and they're going to do a photo boost. So that would be super fun. And then, you know, we've got Truly Sparked and Spiked and Sparkling Beverage and sampling that. And Bondi Band, which the women always love. Athleta will be there, you know. So it is, it's a nice mix of, you know, vendors that they can buy from. We'll have some of our own Fryhofer's Run for Women apparel there too. You know, companies that are offering sampling, and then, you know, there's always lots of fun giveaways too. And then we really do love it when a lot of the women focused nonprofits come. And so we like to help them get their message out, you know, to help educate women. American Heart Association is coming. FH Foundation is coming. We've got Sefkis Foundation coming. So it's nice to have them involved as well.
So with over 3,000 people participating, there's going to be a lot of people driving in from all over the place to Albany on Saturday. What's the best place for a visitor to park on that day?
Yeah, and it always seems like it's a concern that people have about coming downtown and parking. And I know that when I was running the race, I never had any trouble getting in and parking. I always ended up finding my favorite parking lot and staying right there. But now my new favorite parking lots are the ones on Sheridan, because I think those are super convenient getting in and out. So there's a couple of lots on Sheridan Ave. There's an Elk Street lot that you can still park at Empire State Plaza, so in the P3 and the visitor lots. There's the Madison Avenue lot, which a lot of people used to park in for the when we were over on Madison Ave in the East Garage. There's on the website, we do have a list of all the different parking lots. So there are a lot of very, very accessible parking lots to find spaces to park. And then we're also partnering with Lyft this year. So they're doing a coupon code to get $5 off your first four rides, and then there'll be a drop-off and pick-up point right by the start-finish line. So that'll be super convenient for people, too, if they just decide they don't want to drive themselves. But we really have found in the recent years that the parking has been less an issue.
Since this is the 40th year, are you doing anything special to commemorate it?
Yes, of course. And so we have a shirt that's a really different design. We have, every year we do a new logo. And this year we've added the tag of 40 years of first. Because in so many ways, whether it's for the local community or for women's running, you know, Fraunhofer's has been a leader, and this race has been a leader in creating new opportunities for women. So we've got that. And then we also have a finisher necklace. So as the ladies come across the finish line, they're going to receive a necklace with a Fraunhofer's 40th charm on it. So that'll be kind of a nice, fun addition too. And then to really celebrate the history and where running for women and women's running has come from and is going, we're doing a panel at the expo. So the expo is held at the Armory at Sage College. And then this panel will be held from 6:30 to 7:30 on Thursday night. And it's a number of women who are past champions. So Jacqueline was the winner in 82, Regina Joyce in 83, Elva Dreyer in 97. And they're going to come in along with Joan Benoit Samuelson and talk about the history of women's running. And so to think, you know, that these women who won in 82, you know, their perspective on the sport is pretty incredible. And it'll be really fun to kind of tie, you know, what we've been able to do that's so unique across the nation in this area and the history of this race when it was an international event, a national championship, you know, to today where it's just such a great community event and continues to bring in some of the fastest, you know, women runners in the country. It'll be really, that'll be a fun celebration of the history.
And that's free and open
to the public.
I know you changed the route a few years ago. I live right off of Madison Avenue, and all I had to do is walk maybe 100 feet. But you changed it a few years ago to Washington. Washington Avenue, are you going to keep it on Washington Avenue, or will you ever come back for the start and the finish to be on Madison?
You know, there were some great things about the start and finish on Madison because, you know, being as a racer and you're standing and hearing kind of the echoes of everybody under the that overpass, it was pretty cool. And, of course, we had to move the race a few years back just because of the construction over there. But once we got over to Washington, the road is actually wider there, and it's a little bit less of a incline on that initial hill. And then having the parks on both sides has really offered a different feel for the race. And so I think a lot of the women that are racing it now, you know, the first year it was kind of that, oh, why'd you change? And then it was like, wow, I really like that. And it's really fun because now you run down Washington and you look right at City Hall and there's a huge banner up there and the flag. And it's still a really cool finish. And so I think right now it's working really well at this new location. And so we're planning to stick with that at least for the foreseeable future.
So today is Tuesday and there's just a few days left before the race. But are people still able to sign up and participate? And if so, how can they do it?
Yes, yeah, so they can sign up today. And go to fraunhofersrun.com, and you can sign up online. And then we close the online registration, but we open registration up again at the expo, which will be on Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Armory at Sage College on New Scotland, 130 New Scotland Avenue. And then the expo is also open on Friday from noon to 7, and people can register there as well. And you can also register for the kids' junior 3K, which the kids get a T-shirt and cookies, and there are awards on that one. It's actually a timed event. And they can also register for the kids' run, which is a free event. So that's anywhere from 50 meters up to a mile. And, of course,
great.
Those kids get cookies, too, because that's one of the most important things.
Gluten and sugar, why not? So I will see you on Saturday on Washington Avenue. So do you have any final thoughts, you know, that you could relate to people, the women who are listening to this?
Well, you know, one thing that I think, and I it's interesting, it frustrates me sometimes because some women just seem to have sometimes excuses, and they say I can't too often. And you know, what part of one of our big battles in going through the training challenge is to get women to realize, yeah, they can, and they will. And so, I would encourage women, you know, even if you think you can't run this event, that's okay. Come walk it, be part of it, experience it once. Because I think you're going to come back if you experience it once. So give yourself that chance to be part of this celebration and to be part of that, the camaraderie and the support. Because when you have that many women all out for a fun event, it is just, you get chills. And I'd say even people that aren't competitive, they get up ready, you know, on the start line. And you get this energy, this adrenaline flows through you because it's just so cool and neat to be around so many other women who for, you know, anywhere, as you said, from 15 minutes to an hour, have the same goal. And they're just trying to get 3.1 miles around and back to that finish line to celebrate. And so it truly is an event for all women. And I really would. I would encourage everybody to come out and give it a try.
Thank you, Kristen. I look forward to talking with you on Saturday. So you have been listening
yes,
to Kristen.
Yes, it will be great.
Talking about the Fryhoppers Run for Women. So between now and then, how can people reach you or want to become involved? Through your website?
Yes, absolutely. So they can get any information that they want off of the website. If they want to send an email, you can send it to runninginfo@fryhoffersrun.com.
And do you have a Facebook page?
We do. It's Fryhoffers Run for Women. And
thank
we're on Twitter
so
and we're on Instagram.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. So if you like the show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. The best of luck to you, and thank you for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful day.